Meet Antoine Green. He's 36 and says he was denied medical treatment at the Erie County Holding Center and the Erie County Correctional Facility because he's black and gay. He was suffering from chronic rectal bleeding and an eye injury. We met at a local McDonald's where he tells me his story.
I was bleeding from the inside. I had informed the deputies that I was bleeding, that I need to seek medical attention. The deputies refused to allow me to receive medical attention.
Green is currently the plaintiff in a lawsuit against the county. He says when he was seen by medical staff, they refused to actually treat his injuries or to send him to the hospital. For his eye injury, he was told to use a hot compress. But when he asked for one, he was told, "You want medication. You want a warm towel. It's mostly the black gays that are always trying to pull this."
So when she said that, I was just so shocked that she even said that to me.
And for his bleeding, he was given Tylenol. Over his 5-month stay, his injury was getting worse and worse.
Horrible, terrible. I was in pain. I couldn't walk. My stomach was hurting. My anus part was hurting real bad.
When he was released, he went straight to the hospital and was told he needed surgery. Now, nearly a decade ago, the county was taken to task over its long history of inmate abuse and neglect. Back in the early 2000s, the federal government sued, claiming they repeatedly and consistently disregarded risks to inmates. The suit uncovered several extreme instances of excessive force that included elevator rides where inmates were physically assaulted. Also, using the same gloves covered in blood and feces during cavity searches. The county declined to comment about the suit or for the story.
When the government takes away your freedom by detaining you, they become responsible for your health and your safety.
That's retired University at Buffalo law professor Nan Haynes. She works with former inmates who have experienced abuse and neglect in the county's jails. I visited her at her home less than a mile away from the holding center.
Molly,
hi, I'm Angelica. Nice to meet you.
Hi, come on in. Haynes says care, custody, and control are the three things that should be the focus in the county's jails. But so far, she says it's not.
They can't get their own medicine anymore. They can't get to the doctor on their own anymore. So you have to provide these things. At one time, a few years ago, women were complaining there were no sanitary napkins. And they were using whatever they could find, sandwiches, bread. It was, you know, there's some very horrible things that don't need to happen.
Now, some say race may play a role in the mistreatment of inmates. Ivy Yapelli is a self-described white middle-class suburban housewife, but she's also an activist. She found herself behind bars a few years ago after getting arrested while participating in a sit-in at the county executive's office.
As poorly as I was treated, it still isn't anything compared to what people of color experience.
But take a look at the roster of inmates who have died. Not all of them are minorities, like Richard Metcalf. He was killed shortly after Thanksgiving in November 2012. A spit mask was tied around his neck and a pillowcase was pulled over his head.
Awful. Yes, he was difficult, right? And they'll always say, well, so-and-so, you know, the prisoner was difficult, the prisoner was acting out. It doesn't matter. You can't beat someone to death. Can't strangle them. These things are not okay.
Right now, Haynes is pushing for the reinstatement of an oversight committee. If staffed fairly, she thinks it's a possible solution to the problem. But in the meantime, monitoring and site visits of the county's jails continues. According to court documents, the stipulated order of dismissal that resulted from the federal suit is still active. The next site visit is scheduled for October. For WBFO News, this is Angelica Morrison.